Okay, so Shvi'a Vaschanan begins with the, it's called the uncompromising war against Avodah Zarah, right, Hacharim Tacharimim, and the concern about the Isur Chasnos. We have Los Yischaten, it's preceded by Los Sechonim, which is really three Isurei Daraisa, Los Yisein Lehem Chayin, or Chanaya Bekarka, or Matana Schinam. The Torah is very clear that the war on Avodah Zarah has to be total and has to be complete. And, you know, as Chazal said, you're in the game. It's a very risky business, even though, again, it's a little bit harder for us to connect to that point. You know, the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Achilek, you know, with Menashe, it's a Yetzer Hara that we don't necessarily relate to. That's the Gemara in Yuma captures a loss. But, Ki Asirat bin Chame Acharai was not a trifling concern. But, you know, if you study the Tanakh, what we find is that's Gufa exactly what happened, over time, and the loss of Malchus Yisrael to Avodah Zarah and the entire first base on Mikdash, so these are not, idle and kind of, empty concerns that the Torah is articulating. Kivayachal, they're very, very significant, and that's why the Torah says there has to really be a zero-tolerance policy. Los Yischaten, Los Sechonim. So then the Torah begins to the, loving relationship between Hashem and the Jewish people. Torah famously says, Lo Merubcha Mikol Amim, Chashak Hashem Bachem, Vayichar Bachem, Ki Atem HaMa'at Mikol HaAmim, that it wasn't based on quantity. The Ramban has a very nice Heara here. He says, the fact of the matter is that you would expect, Berovam Hadras Melech, you would expect HaKadosh Baruch Hu to deserve, as the Melech, the Rovam, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was more interested in quality, and that's alluded to there in the Gemara in Sota, quoted by Rashi, Atem HaMa'at Mikol HaAmim, you come from a tradition of, those who are mamit themselves, a certain degree of humility, which is part of the DNA of Klal Yisrael, the Gemara Yevamos, that part of our national bearing isn't just Rachmanim and Gomel Chasadim, but a sense of Baishanos. So then the Torah comes to, I think, the point that I really wanted to develop here and connect it back to the previous Aliyah. V'yadata, ki Hashem Elokecha hu Elokim, hakel ha-ne'eman, et shomer ha-bris v'achased, lo'ohavav, lo'shomrei mitzvosav, le'elef dor. It's interesting, Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Yud says that, it has to be stated as something of a chiddush that a person can say hemnusa and beis akisei, that it's not considered one of the shemos of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, even though he's called Hakel HaNe'eman, because the Targum here is Eloha Mehemna. It's an appellation, it's a description of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, but it's not Gufa, one of the Shemos of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but Chosamos HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes, Hakel HaNe'eman, right? So if you can't say Shalom, the Beis HaKisei, say this, so get there. So you would think that Ne'eman also, or Hemnusa, is so fundamental to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that a person can't possibly say that in Beis HaKisei. But be that as it may, right, the Gemara asks the Kasha, the Gemara in Sota, says here, le'elef dor, and it says, in Parshas Yisro, ve'osach chesed l'alafim, la'alafim lo'ohavav lo'shomrei mitzvosav. And the answer is, well, there's a difference between o'ohavav and shomrei mitzvosav. It says both of them in both cases, but here it's the way that the Pasuk is formulated, Hakel HaNe'eman, Shomer HaBris VeHaChesed, Lo Avav, Lo Shomrei Mitzvosav, Elef Dor. So when Shomrei Mitzvosav is the closest term, it's only Elef Dor. And Ohavav, that's, La Alafim, because Ohavav is obviously Ha'osin Me'ava, and, Shomrei Mitzvosav, those are Ha'osin Me'ira, and Gdola Ha'osin Me'ava, Lo'osin Me'ira. In other words, Osin Me'ira is compliance, it's very important, it's non-negotiable. It's vital, there's a great reward that's associated with that. L'shomrei mitzvosav, l'elef dor, right? That's 1,000 generations. That's 250 more generations than Shileishim and Ribayim. And yet at the same time, right, the idea of ohavav is somebody, who goes well beyond that. Ohavav is l'alafim, is really for thousands of generations. And that takes us back, of course, to the previous aliyah, of V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha Ketzad Yadarech La'avoso, with the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos deals with the idea of how do we get there, right? It's very hard to develop Avas Hashem, and he says based on the pasuk V'hayu Hadvarim, according to the Sifrei, V'hayu Hadvarim Ha'ila Asher Anochi Mitzav Chayo Malu Avecha. The Talmud Torah is the sine qua non in terms of cultivating Avas Hashem, to be amongst those about whom it is said, not just you know, Shomei Mitzvosav, but Le'ohavav. And that's part of the lifelong project of Limud HaTorah, is that it is teleologically oriented. Of course, there's Torah Lishma, but part of the telos of Talmud Torah, a major part of it, is the cultivation of a sense of Dveikus Hashem and a sense of Avas Hashem, so that we can be amongst those who perform the mitzvos mitoch ahava. And again, it's not, you know, a daily endeavor, or a weekly endeavor, or a monthly endeavor. It's a lifelong endeavor to cultivate that. But, you know, look at the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuva and Perek Yud for the single best description of, you know, ha'oved me'ava. And there, you know, shogeba tamid and kava so seisha yeser mizat tiavas Hashem belev ohavav. That remains the pole star of what, you know, avodas Hashem should all be all about. The Rambam there is very candid. You know, it's malas Avram Avinu, zera Avraham Oavi, but it's something for all of us to aspire towards, and it's, you know, a very big part of the way that we orient ourselves in terms of Limud HaTorah. So, you know, just to conclude, you know, yesterday we talked about the Ramban's notion, which is very similar to, frankly, the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, as Hashem Elokecha tira ve'oso sa'avod, you know, ke'eved ha'kanoi ha'mishares oseh, you know, avodas rabo ikar u'malachto arai, which is a very important madriga. But ultimately, you know, the goal is to be an oved me'ahava le'ohavav lushamei mitzvosav elu ovdim me'ahava ve'elu ovdim me'yira. And this is, I think, a very, very important foundation. And it creates an aspiration, of course, for all of us in terms of, you know, our own goals personally in Limud HaTorah. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.